Tiger Beer and WWF presents Who Arted, a weekly guide through the world of art with Amy Ralphie.
Ooh la la.
Oh, hello.
exciting stuff.
A very quaint little intro today.
But yeah, big announcement, I guess. New sponsor.
Well, yes, a little taster sponsor for a little while. See how it goes. Yeah.
Tiger beer.
Hope it doesn't mean I drink lots of tiger beer and get a beer belly, because I really don't need a beer belly. But, you know.
And a bit of an interesting who I did for today.
Yeah, I thought we'd just go through what's going on art-wise, and talk a little about what needs to be to our artists, about what actually needs to be handed in the upcoming weeks, because we have our first deadline on Sunday for Music in the Parks, and that's on Sunday at midnight. So we really need to start looking into being a little bit organised. If you're an artist out there and you want to get into this stuff, go to the aucklandcouncil.gov.nz website, navigate your way to arts and navigate your way to grants and fundings, and then you'll get a nice concise list of what's due. You may find that you apply for more than one fund. So in which case, if you're not sure what fund to apply for, read the information about the fund first, and then contact the team at the Auckland Council on creative.communities@aucklandcouncil.gov.nz, and they can connect you to the right person and council to talk to and provide advice. They're very helpful, very, very helpful. I've dealt with them before. Other deadlines coming up are the Regional Community Development Grants Program. That's the 18th of August, and on the 25th of August, the Creative Community Scheme. So all of those are quite short, good little wads of cash to put projects on, and cool. That's all kind of clearing this month, so get awesome. In there. And we've got the 1st of September Regional Arts and Culture Grants Program is also closing then. So it's all coming up. Did you go to B Street? I know you didn't.
I wish. I was like hyped up to go, but I just didn't feel up to it. I'm just getting sicker by the day. But I've heard so many good things. I mean, from everyone here at B, and
it was amazing.
All my friends, especially, were just hyped. The fact that it was free and put across so many awesome and like newer venues as well, I think it was just such a good time.
It was like a winter music festival. They had I got to do some painting because they had a big tiger I could paint. And then I went and saw Liz Moore and Andrew McLeod's band play, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. They were playing at Audio Foundation.
Actually, talking about that tiger, I think I saw a photo, and was it kind of like a colour in style where it's like numbered one, colour it in with orange or
I coloured in the orange, some orange bits, but I also used my brush and did little flicks of hair and added my own touch, you know. And then I did some videoing of Liz Moore and Andrew's performance on, and they were pretty interesting. They're pretty cool.
That's cool.
Videoing,
where did they play?
Interesting. Audio Foundation.
Good.
I had a great night. Anyway, what's going on in Auckland at the moment with arts? So we've got new works by Jasper Owen and Ronan Lee, which are on display at Capture Gallery, and that's on until the 12th of August at 112 Newton Road. Go to capture.nz on Facebook to find out more info. Michael Lett is exhibiting Dan Art's Arps Nested Cells and Koji Ryu Eka. I think that's how you spell Echo, pronounce it. And that's on until the 26th of August. That's at 312 K Road. Go to michaellett.com for more info. White Space is exhibiting Inform. Inform presents the work of 9 outstanding New Zealand sculptors working with a variety of materials from traditional bronze, wax, steel and clay to forged iron and found objects. Artists include Graham Brett, Bing Dawe, Madeline Child, what a fantastic name that is, by the way. Lauren Lisa, Nick Moon, Julie Ross, Nate Seville, Jeff Thompson, and Greer Twist. That is on until the 12th of August at 12 Cromer Road in Ponsonby. Go to whitespace.co.nz for more info on that. Sanderson Contemporary is in its last week exhibiting Opposite Shore by Stephen Ellis and Ornamentation and Abstraction by Rosanna Lee. Ornamentation in art has a history dating back to thousands of years and has covertly influenced and developed the development of Western abstraction. And in this particular show, Rosanna Lee traces these origins, seeking to reinforce the connection between historic decorative forms and contemporary abstraction. Her paintings combine layers of opaque and translucent blocks of colour with collage fabric, gestural marks and textural elements. But as well as being just beautiful and bright and delicious. So if you want to see something bright that'll cheer you up in this sort of middle of winter lull that we're all in, go along to the Sanderson Contemporary because that closes on the 6th of August. That's at Osborne Lane, Toucan Street, Newmarket. Go to sanderson.co.nz for more info on that. Black asterisk. presents Murray Kamak, his latest display of music photos titled AK75-85. There's an artist talk this Saturday at 2 p.m. that opened earlier this week. And yeah, he's in there on Saturday at 2 p.m. talking about his work. It's at number 10 Ponsonby Road. Go to black*.co.nz for more info. And it's actually a really nice thing to do on the weekend.
There's a whole bunch of awesome posters popped up around the studio, and the photos look incredible. They look so cool.
It's so fascinating as well, looking at the architecture and the surrounding venues and things and going, oh, that's there and that's what they look like, and it's just very interesting. Lot 23 is exhibiting Makana Tue's Questionable Intimacy, and that's on until the 8th of August at 23 Minnie Street in Eden Terrace. Go to lot23.co.nz for more info on that. We've got someone coming in next week from Lot 23 actually, which will be exciting. Blush, the inaugural show for Auckland's newest artist-run gallery space, State, featuring works by Sinead Marsh and Michael Gravis, is on until the 12th of August. Go to 246 Dominion Road to check that out, or go to State on Facebook. And we also had the Zine Fest on Saturday, which would have been awesome. I hope everyone managed to get along to that. And yeah, that's what's been going down.
Awesome.
This Week in the Arts.
Cool. Any interesting shows coming up very shortly that you kind of heard through the vines?
Well, I heard that, talking about Lismore and Andrew again, that their opening was massively busy and exciting and very successful, which is great news. But the main thing I think I want to check out before it closes is Rosanna Lee's work at Sanderson.
Oh, okay.
Also, I know that Gal Langsford have their 30th anniversary coming up in August. I haven't been invited to that, so I'm not really sure what to do about that. I might have to just call the gallery and ask. I don't know. Also, we've also got the Auckland Art Gallery. They've got a new beautiful installation by Judy Miller, which I helped put up a tiny little amount.
Awesome.
And supplied water to people. go check it out. It's amazing. And we're in the last 10 weeks of Shout Whisper Whale now, the Trust Collection. So those are free. So those are some free shows to check out this weekend.
Get out there.
Yeah, guys. Get amongst it, people. Move your feet.
Get supporting. Support the arts. Hey, thank you so much, Amy, for coming in this week.
You're welcome.
And yeah, we'll have some awesome, awesome stuff next week. I'm very excited to hear what's happening.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini, brought to you by Tiger Beer and WWF.